And then if you go to tab I, we have, I'm sorry, tab H, this is the plan that we discussed at the last meeting for teacher induction, retention, and advancement. The committee worked to make those recommendations come to fruition. And so I am not going to ask Sarah to walk through it other than to say that it is mapped out, and we will hopefully try to have this in concert with the board's committee that's working on the same thing. So I just want to have them give us feedback on that, and I don't think we need a lot of discussion at this point. It just maps out each one of the recommendations, not just the committee recommendations, because remember, I want to make one distinction. We were asked to staff that. That was not a report from MSDE. However, when we did present it to you, we gave you additional recommendations that we thought should be added. And so those are in this plan. So this is now MSDE's plan to make that reality, some of the regulations and the things that we need to change in the upcoming year. We also, this will also be in concert with the Kerwin recommendations, because there are some very definite things that have to do with career ladders, that have to do with teacher certification, teacher preparation programs, that we all need to be working together on. So it's kind of going to be one of those circuitous kind of efforts. We're all working together for the same thing. So that's there for your edification. Love to have any feedback from the committee that's working on it, and then we'll move forward on any changes. But I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have as you reviewed it.
One comment that's sort of obvious, especially in light of Dr. Steiner's earlier remark, is that given us is about 19 months long.
Well, that's because, you know, even though you might have recommendations, you're going to have to go through the regulatory process for much of this. Mm-hmm. And that can take as much as a year. So that's why some of these are mapped out in the way that they are. Mm-hmm. Because remember the diagram, the state board will get these recommendations first, then it goes to PSTAB, mm-hmm. and then it can come back to us. So there's some timelines in here that are per regulations. And Sarah Sprouse will be able to weigh in on that when the subcommittee meets. Mm-hmm.
I just have a question for clarification.
Certainly.
One of the things that clearly we'll be examining, not anywhere close to making a recommendation yet, would be on residencies, teacher residencies. Where would that fit here? It's obviously a major issue in the structuring of teacher preparation.
Is Sarah here?
I am.
Sarah, can you answer that? Because you're the expert, not I.
I don't think it's explicitly written as
So I guess the point of raising this particular point, and we look forward very much to working with you and obviously any colleagues, is that we may approach this rather differently. In other words, we may not use the same language, and clearly at some point we'll want to make a handshake between our recommendations and the things you've listed here. There may be things here that are very helpful to us because we hadn't thought of them, to be very frank. There may be things we talk about that don't fit very easily into the language you have here. So I'm hoping that from both parties, if I can put it that way, there's a dynamic relationship between the work.
I would absolutely welcome that.
Great.
There's a lot of expertise around.
Great. Thanks.
Any other comments from board members? Keep going.
All right, I shall.